Okay, it's 7 p.m. Let's call the meeting the Port of Sayislaw Commission for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. I'll first ask for a roll call. It looks like present we have Rob Ward, Bill Meyer, and myself, Terry Newman. Any word on Mike Buchwald?
No.
And Zoom isn't working, so I don't know if he's trying to get in.
Okay, and Craig
won't be here.
Is excused. Uh-huh. Public comment. Any public comment?
None.
Hearing none, we'll move that on. Approval of the agenda by consent. Has everybody had a chance to look at the agenda?
I have no changes.
Sounds good.
Okay. Approval of the minutes by consent. Everybody get to look at the minutes?
Sounds good.
I have
good.
No corrections.
No corrections noted. Approved by consent. Approval of the financials by consent. We will let Kelly pull her magic with the numbers. And
checks printed in August were $87,232.26. Campground was down 5% from last year, and mortgage was down 2%. And I wanted to have you look at the general fund real quick. Profit loss budget, general fund.
Do you have page 1 of 2? Is this the one we're looking at?
Well, there's a combined balance sheet. That must not be it.
It's after that.
Okay, profit and loss general fund. Page 2?
Page 1 of 2.
Okay, I'm here.
Under expenses on the personnel services, just to show you that under office assistant, it has money there for paying office assistant, but nothing budgeted. That's because I needed to move those a line down under campground staff where we have the money budgeted. And I've already made that change today.
Okay.
And then under maintenance, too, we have money budgeted, but the money was paid out of maintenance, too, / staff, couple down, and where no money is budgeted. And I had to move those to where the money was budgeted, just to let you know I fixed those little idiosyncrasies.
On the, I'd like, on the same page, up on income, it shows we have $500,000 for bulkhead repair or bulkhead revenue. What is bulkhead revenue?
Well, it's what we budgeted for in case
we get money refunded to us.
Oh, okay. So this. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they went over that at budget time, but it's easy to forget.
Yeah, Mike wanted that put in there in case we get money in reimbursed.
Have
to
a place
us.
For it.
Yeah.
The other question that I have is on the combined balance sheet. Page 1. Mm-hmm. And I just, what is on item under other current liabilities 2045, unearned CG revenue? What?
Campground revenue.
Unearned campground revenue. So that's.
What does that mean?
That's for the people that call 9 months ahead and they give us a payment for their reservation, but they haven't come here yet to earn for it to be earned.
Oh, okay, so this is kind of something on the books that could be coming in if the people show up.
Right. Well, no, this is what we have right now for people, say, showing up next year.
Okay.
Kelly, I've got, sorry to interrupt you, Rob, but Mike's on the phone.
Yeah, the Zoom's not responding. I can't get it to work.
We can just do it on the phone. Can he?
Put it on speakerphone.
You're on speakerphone, Mike.
Sorry.
Can that be all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I just didn't. So the Zoom's not working?
It's not working. It won't respond.
Okay, that's fine. I'll have to do it on speakerphone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
You're coming across loud and clear.
My only other question is, what does Hercules mean?
Hercules is our campground reservation system. That's what we use out of the computer.
Oh, okay. I just wondered what that was.
Yeah, a reservation system.
For the record, I'll state that Mike Buchwald, Commissioner Buchwald, is on the landline phone at the meeting.
And that's all I have, unless somebody has questions.
Mike, do you have any questions on the budget or on the financials?
No, I'm good. I'm good, Terry.
It's looking good.
You have no questions?
No, I've looked at it. I'm reasonably satisfied with life.
Must be the water
up there.
Well,
that's nice to hear.
Not going to happen very often, gentlemen.
Well, I'm sure glad you phoned in, because this might be the shortest meeting we've ever had.
Well, I do have one question, and it's not going to be an action item, but it's one to ask Rob. Rob, what would be on our projected project out there on the spoils site?
Okay.
I would love to at least fool around this winter with some proposals with my CAD drawing, but we're going to need a surveyed footprint, aren't we?
Yeah.
That would be the starting point?
Yeah, you would just do a topographic survey of the site.
Okay.
And the neat thing about it is you can, basically you create a model of what the site looks like.
Okay.
And then I can say, I want a bottom of that at certain elevation.
Okay.
And it'll tell me the volume between the exterior and whatever that level is. We say cut it off. It'll say there's 20,000 yards there, or whatever.
Now, can we hire Rob to do it? I know that he wouldn't be allowed to take action on the approval of it, but I know there are ways that, because Rob, there aren't a whole lot of people available, are they?
And well,
I know you're really busy.
Gene could do it.
I think under a certain dollar amount, the manager can.
Yeah, under $5,000.
Yeah, well, this definitely would be. You know, if the berries were, if there's no blackberries involved, that whoever it is doing it has to crawl through.
And I would be your fifth wheel if you wanted on that.
You know, what I would do is I would just come out on a Saturday and just do it and not charge anything.
Okay.
Just do it as a contribution to the port.
I'd run the rod if you need.
As long as I don't have to walk through any blackberries.
Oh, yeah.
Bill doesn't have to walk through any blackberries.
We have staff here on the weekends that could help out in case you needed to get through an area where we had to cut away for you or anything.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was just trimmed. The blackberries were just gone off the sides of that pile.
Okay.
Now, do we have control points so that
we?
We would
create them.
Okay.
And we would. I'd also go ahead just so we knew elevation wise, so we could see where we're standing.
Yeah, I'd love
FEMA. I just have to set up the GPS receiver over a point, let it run for an hour. And the next morning, I'd know the elevation at that point.
Wonderful.
That's no big deal just to set it up. But I'll just do it. I'm not going to.
What do my fellow commissioners think of that?
I think it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, I've been thinking about how you, I don't know how you not do what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'd love to get that started if we could, as long as there's no legal difficulties. And if you're volunteering your services, I don't see how somebody could gripe. And I would love to run the rod for you, just as long as I don't have to hug 150 trees like you made me do in Caldera.
Yeah, but they were your trees.
I know.
Well, good, Dave. You'll be able to meet with Rob, and
we'll get it, and we can probably do it in about 3 hours.
That would be wonderful.
That's all you're talking about, and then the office stuff goes real quick.
Yeah.
You just input it.
And the software, Traverse PC, will create the model for me. And
that would let us know from the height that you're talking about keeping how much material we can actually...
Yeah, you'd know exactly how much you're going to have to haul away.
Okay.
They'd be compacted yards, so
by the
time you get in a truck, you got to fluff them up a little bit.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful, Rob. Just super.
Well, I think we still have party interested in the spoiler.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But this would...
They're talking the springtime now.
So we'd have the information.
It, yeah.
So we'd have everything under control.
And I can give you a CAD file, and you can... I can give you a CAD file and also in a 2D or 3D model, so it'll pop up. If you have 3D CAD capabilities, you'll see it.
Okay. I can import a number of different formats.
I'm sure you can.
Okay. That would be wonderful. That was my question of the day, Terry, and that didn't take that long.
My question is, where do we stand with our electric charging station stuff? Is that going anywhere, or did that kind of fizzle?
Well, you know, they're still interested.
They had said,
but I don't know that you guys have given us an answer to go ahead
Okay.
I thought they were going to come back with another pass at a contract, and then we were going to look at it.
They did. I emailed it to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and I apologize.
Maybe we can talk about it at our next meeting.
Because I never seen it either.
Yeah. I remember.
I haven't either.
I think I got it. I do remember that.
I sent it out when they sent it. So.
But if it looks, we went through a series of points that we wanted them to address, and if they addressed them, I'm going to be satisfied, and I think a couple of stations are just fine.
We could just ask David to take a look at it, and if it looks like they addressed all our points, go ahead and.
Move
to the next step or whatever.
I think
we
our
need.
Conversation was pretty much to move forward.
That's what I thought.
If
we could reconcile some of those points.
If they touched on the points you guys were talking
about.
Well,
it was mainly the location.
I think location was about it.
Yeah. Well, and there was a...
And the renewal.
Yeah, the renewal thing. And I think they did. And when I remember looking at it, I think they did. Modify it somehow. You know,
I would be happy, as far as I'm concerned, to give the manager the go-ahead if they've addressed the points. I can't see where it's any harm or any foul to not go ahead with it.
I'd be okay with that too.
Mike, you fine with that?
Yeah, I think I'm fine with that. Just take me back though. That was the low, the slower charge. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The level two.
Two.
Yeah, and would you guys just in 10 words or less, tell me why we couldn't do the quicker charge?
Nobody's doing a level 3 in terms of a program like this, and a level 3, if we do it, starts at a minimum $80,000 per site. So if we did two sites, it would cost us $160,000, and nobody's volunteering to come along and help us out.
And is that because of the power?
Yes.
Because we have to set the power up? We don't have the power available?
Well, not only the power, but it's also the kiosk or the module that actually interfaces with the
fast charge module.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I was, for some reason, thinking that we had the appropriate... Didn't we run some power across the road over there down to the dock?
Yes.
Well, we asked them to move it out along the main road out here.
Out by the road, right?
And there's a power pole right there.
Yeah.
But
okay.
What Mike's talking about is when you go to the fast charge, you got to have 3-phase power.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they would have it off the power pole. They could. They can't pull 220 down off that power pole?
Yeah, but that's not the cost is in the actual charging module.
No, I understand.
Okay.
The only place go ahead, Mike.
If that's the cost, then I'll agree. I mean, I can agree with it. If it's the power, I thought we had 3-phase over there, I don't know, by BJ's or someplace.
We do.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure everybody knows that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Now, and it costs us a lot of money to get that 3-phase can there, and we don't use it for anything.
Yeah.
I know.
We will eventually. The feds are working through ODOT to create charging stations. Right now they've identified them along I-5 naturally, and they've identified some along the coast at various points. But and I was in on the discussion because I'm on the transportation, the Lane County Act, it's Transportation Committee. And right now they've got no charging stations, for example, between Eugene and Florence. There's no intermediate charging stations, but they're looking at putting charging stations. And these are going to be... federally funded for the most part, and they will be picking up these fast charge costs. And so what I'm looking for, and maybe 3 or 4 years away, they will be coming to us for a location, and we'll be able to provide some from fast charge stations. But right now the program isn't there yet. The money and the decisions haven't caught up with the need yet.
Well, you know, it'll be a what'll be interesting is even if it's a slow charge mode, because one of the ideas was that people would come and, you know, if they're parked their car, they're going to park it, want to park it for more than 25 minutes.
That's right.
And because they go through Old Town, well, this gives them a chance to, you know, get their two-hour charge and enjoy Old Town. But, you know, see how many people use it.
Yeah.
If it looks, doesn't cost us anything to have it there, if all of a sudden we find out there's more of a demand for it, we can figure something else out.
Yeah, exactly. So this, I look at this as a prototype. We're just
kind
piloting.
Of a test cycle.
Yeah.
And it won't cost us anything to test it, really.
No. So. Okay.
Yeah, Dave, just consider you have the commission's power to go ahead and move forward with that. Okay. There's no reason to delay that. Yeah. We're just dragging it out. Has anybody monitored the bulkhead? Is it slipping? Is it?
I actually here a couple weeks ago, I met with Jack again, and he had a geologist come down with him to give it the once-over. And the geologist, or I guess he was a geologist, he seems to think that it's gone as far as it's going to go at this point. He doesn't think
all the sloughing is done.
He doesn't think that it's going to get any worse at this point. The permit's in for the emergency repair.
Good.
It's gone through the Planning Commission. That took a couple weeks to get through the Planning Commission, but it's been sent in. It's not approved yet, but we're almost there to where, if need be, we still could do that emergency repair this year, but this guy made it sound like he doesn't think it's going to get any worse.
It's at the natural angle of repose right now.
That's the word.
Yep.
And so we could just hold off and wait for the...
Well, I think that's prudent to do that.
I like that plan.
Round the table, Bill?
Got nothing. All I know is I think we're doing really well. I'm proud of our port and the fact that we just continue to move forward. You know, no revolutionary steps, just good positive evolutionary steps, and I'm continue to be proud of us. And I talk up all of our modifications and improvements every chance I get. So, but no, really, really going. I think it's going really well.
Is anyone from the port going to make it to that October port
meeting? I am. The one at Newport?
No.
It's not at Newport. There's one in...
Okay. It's up in Washington.
Oh. He's going to Oregon Public Ports
Association. You're going to the...
I'm going to the Oregon Public Ports in Newport.
As far as I know, nobody else is going to any other meetings.
Yeah, I can't go in October.
I'll have to look at my announcement. Is this with the same group that we went to?
No. That's a different one. This is the OPPA. Okay.
Well, when they get that one coordinated for Hawaii, like they were talking at our...
We'll have to make sure the budget's pretty strong.
And you want to go to Washington, D.C. first.
Yeah. I'd rather go to Hawaii. Heck with Washington,
D.C. The meeting that you're going to, I think, is more legislative.
Yeah. It's all right. Good.
Rob?
Nothing else.
I'd just like to add, Dave, it's sure good to get the weekly meetings again. So, thank you.
I'll get back to that. I kind of lost track of it after COVID, and there really hasn't been a whole lot going on to really report about. I mean, we're not really working on big projects or anything right now this time of year. We get into that during the wintertime, working on most of our projects. And it really surprises me that I see, and I was talking to Kelly about that, about the campground revenue, the occupancy rate being down another 5%. I think a lot of it has to do with the fishing now in the river.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our peak season for river fishing, and to only be down 5%, I think that's pretty good. But I know May, June, and July, we were up in occupancy rates, so I think throughout the whole season it'll level out. I mean, last year, just looking at our total occupancy rate at 54%, we've never had an occupancy rate that high before ever.
Some of that may have been due to the fact that the kids were still not back in school and the parents could take some time off during the school year. I know that made a big difference in my Caldera place.
Well, when I see that, it's like it blows me away because it always looks so full. I mean, it seems like we're always full, but...
Well, that's what we want.
It is what it is. I mean,
we're doing fine.
How are we doing on the upgrades to the campground?
We've completed all the upgrades. Okay. We've the inner and outer circle is all 30 and 50 amp. Everything has sewer. There's not one site in the campground that's not full service anymore.
Good. And we're making progress on the pump station, pump house, right?
Yes. All we got to do is put the roof on it.
Okay.
That's it. It's all framed up and sheeting's on.
We don't have the device yet here.
Oh, yeah.
It's in...
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we got everything.
Okay. Have we tried it out yet?
Not on a boat.
Okay.
Well, talk to me. What are you talking about?
Our pump-out station.
Our sewage pump-out station for the liveaboards.
Okay. We have a portable now.
Yes.
Does it just roll on the dock, or does it...
It just rolls on the dock. Okay. It's battery-powered.
Like a 20-gallon tank, or...
And I think it's bigger than that, yeah. I think it's 40 or 50.
And the drill is you use it and pump out, and then you go to our disposal site and transfer it
into
the city sewer. Yeah.
Are our two pump-out stations on the docks functional?
Yeah, they're functional.
What we're doing is we're trying to circumvent the boat moving to the station.
Yeah, they can't. Most of them can't do
make
it.
Make it convenient.
Yeah.
And so we made it so we could...
If we determine what kind of a charge we're going to make?
We haven't determined the charge yet. We want to try it.
I think if they're liveaboards, they have to sign up for a pump-out contract. Yeah. But we just need to determine the price.
We supposedly got a couple more boats coming into the marina.
At $50 a month? That's about what you pay for a sewer bill in the city.
I know, but their sewer now is going in the river.
I know it. That's why I think the cities.
No.
The boats.
I know that.
I don't think that's really true. I don't think we have a lot of liveaboards right now that utilize that function.
The macerators
on their boats to pump out. They're pretty.
Yeah, but if
we knew that was happening, we would put.
Well, if they're liveaboards, they need to have a pump out contract.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and what we need to do, like Rob mentioned, $50 a month, typically, and I'm...
If they can afford to put diesel in their 50-foot boat, they can probably afford a $50 a month pump-out charge.
I know two boats that do pump out on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But they can move their boat to the station and do it free.
But in the wintertime...
Most of them... won't during the winter time because the boom
tides
works.
Yeah,
and so that's the, and we intend on getting a few more liveaboards. I mean, right now there's a couple that plan on coming in.
Yeah, and the more convenient we can make it, the more upscale we can make it.
They don't have to go get the pump out thing. Our guys go down for that $50. They just be there Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Yeah, they do a schedule just like a trash pickup schedule.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if we're going to go do it for them.
Yeah.
But to tie them to a monthly is kind of tough.
Why?
I think you have
to... If they're liveaboard.
Tie it to an occurrence.
If we raised our liveaboard... Right now, our liveaboard fee is $40 a month.
Wow.
On top of their mortgage.
On top of their mortgage.
Well, they're paying... And what is that... Is that for presumably extra water that they use or something?
The power
and water.
That's cheap, man.
Yeah.
So that shows up as a separate item on their...
Yeah, your mortgage is one, and then if you intend on living aboard, then it's $40 a month additional.
Extra.
I think we need to plan on incorporating a pump-out fee if they don't want it.
In that.
Yeah.
Make it $70 or $75 a month.
Yeah.
And that includes the pump-out service.
Yeah.
What does Mike think?
Mike, do you have an opinion?
No, I agree with everything you're saying.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, yeah, no, I agree with it.
Good.
Yeah, that just seems awful cheap, a $40 liveaboard fee. Are we taking more liveaboards?
We're planning on getting a couple more this year that have pretty much...
Now are we gonna qualify them before we let them come in?
We do.
Inspect the boat?
Yeah.
We do. We get pictures to begin with.
Do we do a background check on their criminal history?
We do a background check, and we call other marinas that they've been at.
That's more than what the United States does to let them in.
And not to Costa Rica lately.
Yeah. But that's because we're more competent than the one running the United States at the present time.
A lot of the marinas anymore have gotten away from the liveaboards.
Really?
Yeah.
They just don't let them.
You see what people are living on.
That's why you have to...
It's kind of like some of our RVers in the street.
Yeah. Yes.
I have nothing else. Mike, you have anything?
No, I'm good, Terry.
Okay, when's our next meeting?
October 19th.
October 19th. Okay, well, if nothing else is to be said, we'll close this meeting.
Sounds good. Good job, Terry.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mike. Thanks.